Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Our Time Is Now, Power, Purpose, and the Fight for a Fair America is a 2020 political nonfiction book by Stacey Abrams that combines memoir, civic history, and policy argument written in the context of Abrams' experience in Georgia politics and her work on voting rights. The book examines how access to the ballot has been restricted in the United States and why that struggle shapes every other democratic issue. Rather than functioning as a conventional memoir, it uses personal experience as a lens for analyzing voter suppression, census participation, redistricting, and representation. Its purpose is practical, as well as political, to explain how democratic systems are manipulated, why those manipulations matter, and what reforms could make elections more equitable. The book is aimed at readers who want a grounded understanding of voting rights and a clear case for civic action, especially those interested in democracy reform, social justice, and contemporary American politics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, voting rights are treated as the foundation of all other political change. A central argument of the book is that fair access to voting is not one issue among many, but the condition that determines whether any other reform can be achieved. Abrams presents voting rights as the gateway to policy power if communities cannot register easily, cast ballots, or have their votes counted accurately. Then debates about healthcare, education, labor, or civil rights are structurally weakened before they begin. This framing gives the book its organizing logic. It does not treat elections as a symbolic ritual, but as the mechanism through which power is distributed and protected. Abrams also connects this idea to coalition politics, arguing that durable change depends on expanding participation rather than narrowing it. The practical implication is that democratic reform must start with access, because the rules of participation often determine who gets to shape the rules of governance. This makes the book more than a critique of one election cycle. It is an argument about how democracy operates in practice. Secondly, the book traces voter suppression as a long historical system, not a recent anomaly. Abrams situates contemporary restrictions within a long history of disenfranchisement in the United States. The book links present-day tactics to earlier efforts to exclude Black citizens and other marginalized groups from political power, showing that voter suppression has repeatedly adapted to legal and social changes. This historical perspective is important because it rejects the idea that restrictive voting rules are neutral administrative choices. Instead, they appear as part of a recurring strategy to control who counts politically. By connecting the post-Civil War era, the weakening of federal voting protections, and modern state-level barriers, Abrams shows continuity across different periods and legal regimes. That continuity helps explain why new methods can produce old outcomes. The book's historical analysis also makes clear that formal equality on paper does not guarantee equal access in practice. Systems can preserve the language of democracy while still limiting participation through bureaucracy, district design, or selective enforcement. This dimension gives the book depth and helps readers see suppression as structural rather than episodic. Thirdly, Georgia serves as the book's concrete case study of modern election barriers. Although the book addresses national voting issues, Abrams uses Georgia as a vivid example of how suppression works through administrative rules and political control. Her own experience in the 2018 gubernatorial race gives the analysis a direct and credible point of reference. The book discusses methods such as exact match registration rules and other procedures that can delay or discard eligible voters, especially those from communities already facing obstacles to participation. Georgia matters in the book because it shows how technical processes can have large political consequences without looking dramatic on the surface. Abrams is especially effective in explaining how a state can present itself as enforcing election integrity while actually narrowing access. The point is not only that these systems are unfair, but that they can be difficult to notice unless examined closely. By grounding the argument in one state, the book makes the broader national problem concrete. Readers see how laws, data systems, and election administration interact to shape turnout and representation in real time. Fourthly, census participation and redistricting are presented as core democratic infrastructure. Another major theme is that democracy depends not only on voting day, but also on how people are counted and how political boundaries are drawn. Abrams argues that census participation affects representation, funding, and long-term political power, especially for communities that are historically undercounted. This expands the book beyond the ballot box and into the machinery of civic visibility. If a population is not fully counted, it can be underrepresented in legislatures and under-resourced in public spending. The book also connects the census to redistricting and gerrymandering, showing how maps can be designed to dilute the influence of particular voters even when everyone is technically allowed to vote. This is one of the book's strongest analytical moves because it reveals that access and influence are not the same thing. A fair election system requires both participation and fair conversion of participation into representation. Abrams's emphasis on census and redistricting helps readers understand why democratic reform must include institutions that operate far from Election Day, but shape its results. Lastly, the book proposes policy reform as a practical response to democratic erosion. Abrams does not stop at diagnosis. She offers a policy-oriented case for reform that includes automatic voter registration, stronger election administration standards, and outreach to communities that are often excluded from civic systems. This practical dimension distinguishes the book from a purely expressive political essay. The proposals are not presented as abstract ideals, but as mechanisms that would reduce friction, improve fairness, and increase participation. Abrams's approach reflects an important assumption: if suppression is built into systems, then reform must also be systemic. That means changing procedures, staffing, access points, and legal protections rather than relying only on voter enthusiasm or individual responsibility. The book also links domestic reform to a broader vision of civic legitimacy, suggesting that a fair democracy requires institutions that are understandable, accessible, and trustworthy. This is why the policy section matters as much as the historical section. It shows readers what a more inclusive system could look like and makes the book useful not only for interpretation, but also for advocacy and civic planning. In conclusion, Our Time Is Now is best suited for readers who want a serious policy-driven account of voting rights in the United States, especially students of politics, civic organizers, journalists, legal advocates, and general readers trying to understand why election rules matter so much. It is also useful for anyone who wants to connect abstract debates about democracy to concrete systems such as voter registration, census counting, redistricting, and polling place administration. The book offers intellectual value by showing how historical disenfranchisement adapts over time, and practical value by identifying reforms that could make participation more equitable. What makes it stand out in the political nonfiction category is its combination of firsthand political experience, documented history, and actionable reform proposals. It is not merely a memoir of a campaign and not just a policy critique. It is a structured argument that voting access is the prerequisite for a fairer America. Readers looking for a clear, informed explanation of democratic erosion and how to respond to it will find it especially distinctive. If you would like to support Stacey Abrams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.